What kind of advice do you have to people that are maybe stuck on the hamster wheel, don't really fully understand it? There's a titan living within them, or just, what would you tell them? What would you tell these people that are like, is this like all there is?
You know, I meet a lot of people who say to me, I want to do what you do. And I'm like, no, you don't, because what I do is for me. You have to do what you want to do for you. To get out of that hamster wheel, just have to stop running for a moment and step out of it. Or I say, you know what? You're standing at the door and you're scared to open the door and step through it. And nothing's ever going to help happen as long as you stare at that door. And what makes the difference between titans and non-titans are the titans walk through the door. Titans get off that day-to-day wheel and go find the change that they need. So if you want to do it, I mean, the biggest thing is people say, oh, I can't, I have a million, I don't have money. Guess what? Half the things I did, I had pennies to my name and I just said, screw it, I'm going to go do it. You know, I mean, so money shouldn't be an excuse. Oh, I don't have the experience. Guess what? There's a thing called the internet. You can figure it out. And I guarantee you there's someone that you can probably find to give you some advice. There's a million YouTube videos on everything. You know, when I talk with people, they run out of excuses really fast because we make excuses because of our fear. And fear is really powerful. It can destroy people's lives. And so you have to be able to get past your fear, your anxiety, all those things that happen. Like I said, I told you guys, every time I have to walk on to do a photo shoot, which I always think, why in the world would they want a photo shoot with me? But every time it happens, it is absolutely terrifying for me at the thought that someone's going to shoot pictures of my body because I don't want that very remotely, right? But I know that that's part and parcel of my job because I've agreed to be a sponsor or they've hired me as a sponsor. And I need to do it. So I just have to tuck that fear away and I have to step onto the set. Just like I had an anxiety attack before my radio show. And then I walked in and I did it, right? And then I probably sweated through my jacket. Everyone's got excuses. Everyone's got excuses for everything. And I think actually you said it on my podcast, Travis, about taking accountability. Right? Taking accountability and moving forward. And so the difference between a Titan and a non-Titan is the people who are willing to step past all of that fear, shame, whatever it is holding them back, and say, you know what? I'm going to still go do it. I might fail. I might fall. Oh, God, I got lots of those stories. You could do a whole nother podcast and all the stupid things I did in my process of getting places. But that would be my tip is you got to get rid of the excuses. And here comes the like not so empathetic Julie. I don't care. How bad do you want it? You know, and that's going to be the difference between the person who stays on the hamster wheel and the person who gets out there.